Are we solidarity, Bricky Team listener, when the killing, the genocide continues with the United States, while urging restraint, approving more weapons to maintain the slaughter, and vetoing a motion calling for a ceasefire supported by 13 of the other 14 Security Council members, with our mother country abstaining? Meanwhile, at Melbourne Town Hall, the council joined Joe Biden and the Americans in rejecting a ceasefire. And as the world court hears a case against Zionist occupation of Gaza and the West Bank, Israel refuses to acknowledge the court and repeats its assertion that the occupied territories are disputed territories, thereby acknowledging in this case that the Palestinian people have no land whatever, that 100% of the land from which the Palestinians were violently evicted by Zionism, terrorism backed by the Western powers, is Israeli, plus the Golan Heights in Jordan, which it occupies. Now, also a week when the significance, nay, more so the danger of one small boat landing on the western Trublawassee coastline with desperate asylum seekers wading through mangroves didn't strike us until the threat these people posed to our national security was revealed by caring business class party supremo and would-be big supremo Constable Peter Duffer. Anthony Albanese has, you know, like, lost control of our, like, borders, a concerned Pete alerted us. People smugglers recognise weakness when, like, they, you know, see it. Worse, 39 people wading ashore through mangroves represented a catastrophic failure. Catastrophic, like, you know, failure, Pete avoided confected hyperbole. Big Supremo Anthony, weak, lost control of our borders, Anthony, accused Pete in turn of making refugees a political issue, like refugees, asylum seekers, no proper papers, queue-jumping illegal boat people are not a political issue and have not been a political issue for years, assuring us the socialist policy on Operation Sovereign Borders, because this is war, listener, war, Operation Sovereign Borders policy had not changed. It was identical to Pete's policy introduced by the coalition. Pete and the team, and supported by the socialists, not that that stops Pete and the team accusing the socialists of being weak on the issue by having an identical policy. Yes, what is your policy based on, Anthony? Well, cruelty. Oh, and a giant serve of gutlessness. Thus, the desperates have been packed off the Nauru, locked up indefinitely to enjoy the delights of a Pacific island. Extraordinary myopia by the ABC Brekkie presenter a couple of weeks ago, interviewing New Zealand political survivor and chameleon Winston Peters, aggressively accusing New Zealand of not taking enough locked-up-for-life asylum seekers from Trublawassee. Now, I won't say Peters was too nice to state the obvious, because I'm not sure he is that nice, but can't believe he didn't point out the hypocrisy in the presenter's argument, like, we're only taking them because you won't, because we don't believe in locking up desperate people indefinitely. The presenter obviously agrees with Anthony and Pete that refugees in Trublawassee are not Trublawassee's responsibility, except those who land by plane, which makes them good refugees, proper papers, not queue-jumping, legal aeroplane people. Pete has been a lot less vocal over a report into crooks ripping off trillions in contracts to administer the cruelty to no proper papers queue-jumping illegal boat people under his watch. When I say a lot less vocal, not a word, like you know, and that's a lot less vocal. Anthony's socialist courage also to the fore, as amid a bevy of inquiries into the supermarket duopoly, he ruled out one of the biggest threats to their retail hegemony, forcing them to dissemble. They must be shaking in their Italian leather boots. As Anthony said, government should not have undue control over the market. Sure, because hasn't the market worked a treat? In other words, over the very problem behind the inquiries. Thus, amid the odd suggestion our duopoly is ripping us off, Woolworth's trillion supremo, Brad Banducci, counted that he was focusing on value. And what's your idea of value, Brad? Well, top of the list is my obscenely inflated multi-million salary package. That's real value. Sure, sure, but anything else? No, top of the head, can't think of anything else. No, that'll do. I went to ask about another question, but he stormed out and then resigned altogether. Won't he be missed? Also missing, in fact, well from public scrutiny anyway, a report commissioned by PwC, Profits with Crooks, from an international law firm which exonerated international partners from profiting from the tax leak scandal involving profits from crooks. It's privileged legal advice. Yet a Senate inquiry and a Senate committee and authorities like the regulator still want to see it. Good grief. Don't they trust profits from crooks to tell us the truth? They say their people were exonerated by yourselves. Oh, that's right. And isn't that good enough? Workers took to the streets not in protest but in a wild bacchanalian celebration after learning wages had increased by a fabulous 0.9% in the December quarter. And it's all right for them, but what about their poor caring employers? What about the shareholders who have to pay that? Who'd be an employer? The biggest annual rise in years, which says something about the years, but the danger was put into perspective by our old mate, Innes will cost the workers of the Trubla Aussie Industry Profits Group. That 0.9% could step up the fight against inflation. Leading the ACTU, out of control Secretary Sally McManus to counter Innes's wise words with, they want workers to pay for the fight against inflation. The evil unions, as I said, are out of control. And the big Aussie, BHP, bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, was also upset. But let's paint the background. A classic and necessary case of capitalise the profits and socialise the losses. See, Indonesia in other people's business has gone from producing a small percentage to almost half the nickel in the world and processing it with Chinese capital, its new supremo, the war criminal, vowing to continue this development, the result being prices for Trubla Aussie nickel with bloody huge and Twitty Forest among the big producers have plummeted. So to save thousands of jobs, it's obvious. The governments, federal and Western Trubla Aussie, must come to the rescue, and they have, with tax credits and slashing royalties, announced in Western Trubla Aussie this week. Amazing what impact a bunch of marginal seats can have. See, socialise your losses. Forget the small fact that other branches of these corporations are making trillions and capitalise your profits. We all recall the furore when government suggested obscene profits tax when prices go the other way and they make obscene profits from our resources. Government greed, an attack on freedom. But that's not all upsetting bloody huge, the big Trubla Aussie. Thank you, public purse, but the tax credit may not be enough to save the nickel division. No, the government must fix the crippling, caring business class relations system, especially same job, same pay. How can bloody huge survive if it has to pay its labour hire workers, its very own labour hire company, the same pay for the same work as its other workers? How? It would cost it billions. Which the simple-minded like me, I have to admit, might think is the amount they are ripping off their labour hire workers. And Rio Tinto the planet, Supremo Jacob Stashholm the profits, said the business class relations changes scare us. It could reduce the $8 billion profit it made from its iron ore. Poor Rio Tinto. Why does it scare you, Jacob? Well, clearly, multi-employer workplace agreements and same job, same pay pose a threat to our relationship with the workers we so care about. As we attempt to circumvent the new legislation, it could lead to industrial disputes. If only the evil unions would realise there's no such thing as class struggle. And yet, economists this week predicted households will face, quote, income pain for at least another 3 years, despite that windfall 0.9% massive wage increase, leaving us to ponder what households are doing with all that money. big-hearted fossil Santosos the prophet, celebrating that oh-so-wise judgment by Her Honour that gas and methane profits and pollution are far more important than Tiwi Island traditional beliefs, has shown its genuine care for the Tiwi Islanders by offering to provide them with about $100 million over the 20-year life of the offshore polluter, a whole spectacularly generous $5 million a year, despite announcing a mere $2.2 billion profit. And to extend the hand of friendship, its genuine care for the Tiwi Island people, if not for their environment, Big Supremo Kevin Gallagher hoards the wealth, announced Santos Us is still considering pursuing the islanders for costs, which should make a mess of the $5 million a year before it gets going, if it ever gets going. In the timing couldn't be worse department, full page Lord Rupert of Wapping Sid ad, Albo's new vape ban won't work, will hurt. No, no, we need to regulate and not ban. Ad inserted by the Trublawazi Taxpayers Alliance, spreading their wings a bit, and we can be sure there'd be no tobacco industry money involved, but the timing couldn't be worse bit. Same day, news item. Every school principal in Trublawazi will receive anti-vaping support from federal and state governments to combat the rising epidemic among children and teens. What rotten timing. But while the fun police threaten the profitability of the tobacco killing industry, the life of fun continues in Afghanistan, where the good old Taliban has banned taking pictures and videos of living things, including television footage of living things, which I thought might just limit the impact and variety of teleprograms a fair bit. In fact, the mind boggles at what they can show. In Russia, yet another opponent of Vladimir Putin the poison suffered that dissident pandemic sudden death syndrome, while finally that bastion of liberty, freedom and democracy, the US of the UN of the US of the world, told a London court its relentless pursuit of Julian Assange, its desire to lock him up for 175 years, has nothing to do with politics, is not political. Apparently, exposure of US of war crimes has nothing to do with it. Hang on, but I've had this great idea. I'm going to ring our Minister for Train Killers and Being Offensive, Richard Moores, the bad guys. Richard, I'll say, tell the US of we'll cancel the 38 mil a day Focus deal if they continue their persecution. I'm sure he'd agree, because we all admire the socialist courage. Good morning.